I tell you one thing that occurred to me looking over both of these lists, that there isn't a tremendous amount of stuff there in translation. The overwhelming majority, we don't have 30 books because we have a certain amount of crossover.
Yeah.
There are only two works in translation. Mystery of the Yellow Room by Gaston Leroux on my list, and The Tokyo Zodiac Murders by Soji Shimada in yours. We know that there is fantastic stuff out there in translation. Do you think there's anything to be said about the fact that we have only put two of them in the top, I don't know, 25 books?
I think, again, maybe it comes back to Hoke's list and the kind of mythology of it, in that, you know, there's not a lot of translated works there either, but it's that stuff that I was drawn to in the first place when you're searching this stuff out. And it's just now, really, as we get deeper into the genre and as these publishing companies emerge, that these works that have always been there are emerging, and that's really exciting. I don't know, what do you think about that?
I think there's a certain element of, I mean, we both put a 1981 cap on what we were doing.
Yeah.
And certainly we talked about the Shimada book being very influential, but it wasn't published until 1981.
Yeah, sure.
And so potentially this sort of, in air quotes, Western style detective story didn't really take off, I think, outside of Europe until there was somebody there to kick it off. I think there's probably a lot of stuff in, well, there is a lot of stuff in English. There's a certain amount of stuff in French because we know we have Noël Vendry, we know that we have Pierre Boileau, we know that we have Marcel Lantôme and people like that who wrote in French, who some of them have not yet been translated into English, but they're from that similar era. And then I wonder the extent to which there is almost like a generation gap. And then a lot of translated stuff, a lot of stuff that is not in English. We distinctly get the impression that there is a rich seam of stuff coming out of Taiwan, out of China, out of Japan now, or certainly since the 1980s. And again, we unfortunately have to wait for the translations because we are not, neither of us is bilingual. I'm barely monolingual. you know, but I wonder if in 5 years' time, if we were to do like a pre-1981 and a post-1981 list, if there would be much more translated stuff after 1981.
Such a striking idea. And as well, a pre- and post-1981 international lottery kind of list, because how does the scene in East Asia affect the development of the impossible crime novel compared to how is it in France? You know, there's you read the John Pugmire's, the kind of lottery library, 100 books list, and it's stuff to weep over because there's so many books there. You're like, this sounds so great, but there's no translation. I'll possibly never, ever read this and never know how it influenced the context that it came from. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just think that even in Japan, there's multiple Locked Room TV series. There's Galileo, there's La Locked Room, that series. There's also The Perfect Insider. I mean, that's three Locked Room mystery series, and that's just on TV. I mean, if you read Holing's blog, which talks a lot about East Asian crime fiction, which you can find the link on both of our blogs, the amount of stuff that's being produced is unreal. And
mangas as well, like Detective Conan, there's a lot of stuff being done in visual form as opposed to just written form.
The Kindaichi Case Files, I think that nearly had like 100 copies and is now getting is coming back, and that has what are we missing? I mean, like, you know, in terms of
a lot,
yeah, there's a whole culture of impossibilities, and maybe that there's a whole new sets of rules or ideas about what you can push and what you can't that we're not seeing, and I hope we get to see at some point, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I maintain that The Lure of the Green Door by Rintaro Norizuki is one of the finest impossible crime fiction stories I've ever read.
Yeah, there's so much out there, isn't there?
Yeah, so I'd be interested to see. I mean, we are very much waiting on the translation, but a bit of me, I just aware how Anglo-centric my list was. You know, I mean, obviously, sure. we are restricted by what is in translation, and a lot of, you know, there are the three Noël Vendry works now that are available. I hope that more stuff will become available.
Yeah,
obviously, I have not been able to include any Paul Holter, of whom I am a massive fan, because I think his first novel was 1987, so that fell out of my date bracket. But I am aware that there is brilliant stuff happening elsewhere. I suppose I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that and to maybe, like I say, we come back to this in 3 or 4 years' time. Maybe we look at doing a pre-81 and a post-81 list and just see or you know, deliberately restrict ourselves to stuff that was not in the English language to begin with.
Yeah.
But obviously, we'll have to pause that because either we have to learn another language. Well, in fact, we both would have to learn a language so we could compare the books.
Yeah.
I'm currently working on my French so that I can get to the Paul Holder books that we may not get and the Marcel Lantome and things like this.
I'll brush up on my Japanese. And
go for it. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then between us, we're covered.
Yeah. If not, we can have them as kind of... We can get Japanese-speaking and French-speaking friends to come and sit by our bed and read them to us in translation at night.
Or we just type into Google Translate one sentence at a time.
And get those beautiful prose.
I've been reading, you know, Marcel Lantome's La Maison Interdite for 68 weeks as I just type it in.
That's great. Well, who knows?